Corey McClaskind is up next with The Forgotten Geek. Stay tuned to your community radio station, WGXC.
This is Jennifer Lawrence from Old Chatham, and you are listening to WGXC Acra. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Tune in or turn out. Wednesday, May 26th from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Greenville Drive-In to WGXC's 10th Anniversary Drive-In event with performances from Brian DeWan from Catskill, Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields, legendary radio artist Anna Friz, Lunar Moss, Jess Spear, Jeff Economy and Alana Medlek, Jen Cutler and Quentin Anna Wixwo, Mayuko Fujino, DJ Var, and Dan Seward from the Battlefield Earth Show, plus films from Charles and Ray Eames and Heath Iverson. Turn out to celebrate 10 years of community broadcasting on 90.7 FM at WGXC's 10th Anniversary Drive-In event. The Greenville Drive-In, Wednesday, May 26th from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Festivities get underway at sunset at 9 p.m. and can also be heard on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alaysia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to take you through the less-remembered one-hit wonders of 1960. First, though, some quick geek speak about the second half of show business. The Golden Globes get a nudge closer to the rubbish bin, NBC announcing they won't be airing the 2022 ceremony, framing it in their statement as giving the Hollywood Foreign Press Association more time to make the foundational changes regarding inclusion and decorum that many have demanded since this year's disastrous and no, you can't blame the pandemic presentation. Hollywood was abuzz regarding two major business deals, one continuing media consolidation, while the other, more surprising development, is a divestment wrapped in a consolidation, as confusing as that sounds. Firstly, Variety broke that Amazon is in deep negotiations to acquire MGM for $9 billion. The tech behemoth could end up with the venerable studio's library of 4,000 films and 17,000 television episodes, including the Rocky/Creed and Bond franchises. Same trade later reported this won't affect the delayed release of the latter's next installment, No Time to Die, as it, the Addams Family CGI Toon sequel, and P.T. Anderson's untitled next film, among others, are still on track to see theatrical release starting in July. Some analysts say this effectively establishes a big four of the streamers, Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, and HBO Max, leaving Paramount Plus and Peacock as the CW and UPN of the platforms. The biggest, and by many in the industry most welcome, ownership shift came when The Hollywood Reporter announced that AT&T is divesting itself of most of their media assets, merging those with Discovery, who are combining assets that include Warner Brothers Studio, HBO, and Turner stations into a new company. Deadline followed that their sources indicate many of the actual content creators are happy to see the back of the telecom giant and hope for a return to Warner's more talent-friendly ways, particularly after the disastrous day-and-date release strategy that has come close to driving away directors like Christopher Nolan and Denis Villeneuve. Axios's Stephen Totilo, however, tweeted Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment may not emerge intact, with individual game studios like Rocksteady and NetherRealms likely to be split between AT&T and the new company. Our first set delves into some novelty hits in 1960, starting with Dante and the Evergreens' contemporary cover of the Hollywood Argyle's comic strip-inspired Alley-Oop.
Is alive. Alley-oop. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. Alley-oop. He's the king of the jungle jive. Look at that caveman go! Alley-oop. He's got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. Alley-oop. And he can knuckle your head before. He's got a big ugly club and a head full of hair. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive. He rides through the jungle town, limbs off a tree. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. A mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. Alley-oop. He's the toughest man there is alive. Alley-oop. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. Alley-oop. He's the holly gully king of jive. Look at that caveman go. There he goes. Alley-oop. Look at that
baby.
Hey, boom,
boom. Now listen here, baby.
The yogi man said,
it's all a matter of the mind. Just commune with your innermost being, and baby, you'll be just fine.
It was hip or I wasn't hey.
So I tried my best to dig my inner me. I walked on coals, my head below my knee. Until at last I heard me say perfectly,
I'm a yogi.
Today's first set began with Dante and the Evergreens cover of Alley Oop, which peaked on July 11th at number 15, 14 slots behind the Hollywood Argyle's number 1 version. That was followed by the Ivy 3 singing about Not Average Bear with Yogi, which made it to number 8 on September 19th. And after that was the alternate version of Joe Jones' You Talk Too Much, the original going to number 3 on November 14th. A bit of an edge case regarding the main title of this show for that song, thus why I went with a different recording. The ever-busy Gotham section of the DC Multimedia Universe has new and familiar faces taking the creative reins behind two major HBO Max projects. THR reports Bad Boys for Life directors Adil El-Arbi and Bilal Falal will helm the Batgirl movie, while Bruce Timm will be returning to chronicle the Dark Knight's adventures in episodic animated form with Batman Caped Crusader, co-producing a more noir take with J.J. Abrams and the Batman director Matt Reeves. The Rising of the Midnight Suns is closer to reality, that hashtag show reporting that along with Young Avengers and Dark Avengers / Thunderbolts, Marvel is developing a film bringing together the OG supernatural superhero collective. They continue, the cinematic lineup will be anchored by Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, Blade, and Moon Knight, with others like Hellstrom and Ghost Rider appearing, the latter said to be making his debut in the next Strange installment. Rangers of the New Republic has been sent spiraling off into space, Variety, including with a report on Mandalorian producer Dave Filoni being officially appointed Lucasfilm Executive Creative Director, that the spinoff is no longer in active development. Given it was speculated to likely focus on the canceled Gina Carano, this was to be expected. His future as the Big Blue Boy Scout may be murky, but for Henry Cavill, there can be only one. John Wick helmer Chad Stahelski's Highlander reboot has cast The Witcher in one of two unspecified lead roles in the attempt to rebuild what should have just been one film and the TV show maybe into a sustainable franchise. Adult Swim is finally bringing a conclusion to several of their unjustly canceled shows and giving their former anchor show a second film installment, the last of which will hopefully not include any overreacted to, but to be fair, ill-thought-out publicity stunts. Metalocalypse, The Venture Brothers, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force are slated to receive direct-to-disc films that, after 90 days, will be added to HBO Max and get TV premieres on Adult Swim. Animation Magazine reports the adult animation netlet is also planning digital mini spin-offs slash continuations for four of their shows. Aquadonk Side Pieces will focus on recurring characters like MCP Pants, The Moon and Knights, Happy Time Harry, and more. Donald Faison will reprise time traveler Alabama Jackson in a Robot Chicken spin-off. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell will switch to animation for its fifth season. And Rick Sanchez's hated frenemies of Vindicators will also get the spotlight. Bong Joon-ho will go underwater for his follow-up to the follow-up to Parasite, Variety breaking that he is working on an animated film about humans and sea creatures co-written with his Snowpiercer and Mother collaborators. Mixed, to put it nicely, reviews for their SpongeBob expansions aren't slowing down Nickelodeon. Collider report and Elvis and Nixon director Liza Johnson has been tapped to bring Sandy Cheeks to animation slash live action hybrid life in her own movie. A different Texan icon is getting a different retelling of their oft-told massacre. Ambitious Entertainment and Impossible Dream Entertainment announced that they'll adapt original Leatherface actor Gunnar Hansen's biography Chainsaw Confidential, How We Made the World's Most Notorious Horror Movie. The book detailed the even more excruciating than it looked 1974 production of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's Cher's turn at the musical biopic bat. THR announcing A Star Is Born, a Munich writer Eric Roth will pin her story for Universal. Ending Geek Speak with a report on some more reportings from a certain Kazakhstan raconteur premiering today. Amazon will post a three-part special incorporating new and deleted footage from the recent Borat sequel titled Borat Supplemental Reportings Retrieved from Floor of Sable Containing Editing Machine. The first part will focus on deleted scenes. The second expands Borat's five-day stay with log cabin residing conspiracy theorists Jim and Jerry into a reality show, and the third will be a series of shorts featuring experts debunking various myths and theories presented in the film. Today's next set starts with Ruby Ruby Doo by Tobias Matthews and Co.
A Ruby Dooby Doo. Thank you.
Heard Buster Brown's Fannie Mae, which hit number 38 on May 2nd. For that, Tobias Matthews and Co. filled November 28th's number 30 slot with Ruby Ruby Doo. Now, to carry us towards the bottom of the hour, here's a stronger edge case than the earlier playing of You Talk Too Much, Mark Denon's trend launching Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see? Somewhere up above, and am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched And now you're gone, they've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again, they buried you.
Shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with the switchblade. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Well, we lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back. And now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is a wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like a pig to die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. The hooping and the humping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters entered its second half with Mark Denning's Teen Angel, which went all the way to number one on February 8th, and set off a wave of Love Lost and Fiery Car Crash songs. That was followed by Bob Luman's response, Let's Think About Living, peaking on October 24th at number 7. Now here's Rocking Little Angel by Ray Smith.
Little angel, come down from the sky, down from the sky, come on down from the sky. Rockin' little angel, come down from the sky, come on down and stop teasing me.
Come on down and stop teasing me.
Stop teasing, little angel. Stop teasing, little angel.
Rockin' little angel, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. Rockin' little angel, I love you so. I want the whole wide world to know.
I want the whole wide world to know.
Rock, 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 rock the little angel. Rock, 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 rock the little angel. Rock, 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 rock the little angel.
Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me.
Rockin' little angel, you're
you're so sweet, you're so sweet, you're so sweet. Rockin' little angel, you're so sweet. Why don't you make my life complete? Come on and make my life complete. Yeah, yeah. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me. Stop teasing me, little angel. Away my blues. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock,
rock. You heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was the kid that was driving that Model A. Well, it's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders and uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. I left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off at the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, I says, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer just for luck. The fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, when that Cadillac pulled over and let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip, and she started rocking. I looked in my mirror, and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. And put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hey, everybody, gather round, it's Madison time.
Give me a big strong line, make it look real fine. Going to Madison now. Don't know how. Listen to my call. Put you on the ball. Madison time.
Like two up, two back. Ball's turn. Bird land twice. Reverse that bird. Step back over. Rocking back into the Madison when I say hit it. Like a rug. That's a hit it. Two up. That bird. Step back over, rock it back into the mountains.
the line sure swing. You cats are Madison King. The line is nice and strong. Couldn't catch a single cat wrong. If you take my call, you'll be on the ball, Madison time. Easy as can be. It's a relaxing dance that you really plan. The Madison, the Madison, the Madison, the Madison, the Madison, the Madison.
We just heard Al Brown's tune Toppers instruct us on how to do the Madison, which rose number 23 on May 16th. Before that was Charlie Rhyne's contemporary cover of Johnny Bond's Hot Rod Lincoln, peaking at number 33 on September 5th. And the set began with Ray Smith's Rockin' Little Angel, going up to number 22 on February 22. Now, Billy Bland will urge everyone to let the little girl dance.
In the wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself. Never had the nerve to take a chance, so let the little girl dance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She never danced before, so let her on the floor. Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She wants to give it a try, so let the little girl buy. She's been a little wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself. Now she got the nerve to take the chance, so let the little girl dance. Let the little girl through. She wants to
play with fire,
there's no place for you to turn. Don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart. I know. I've been through it all, and I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers. Come on to me.
Somewhere
That penultimate set began with Let the Little Girl Dance by Billy Bland, which on May 16th peaked at number 7. After that was December 12th's number 36 hit, Don't Go to Strangers by Etta Jones, and then The Dimensions did their rendition of Over the Rainbow, which went over on September 5th at number 16. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Today's final set begins with Wednesday's Canadian chart-topping Billboard Hot 100 cracking rework of Teen Angel. That'll be followed by Adam I. Cometti's Ulicom, a Croatian cover of Maurice Williams and the Zodiac's number one standard Stay. And we'll finish with the Flying Lizard's 1979 international hit cover of Barrett Strong's classic Money, That's What I Want.
Teen Angel.
Taken him. fly for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
In a correctly trained system.
Thank you.
in a parking lot, Sarasota, Florida. The evening air is not too hot. It's Halloween night, 1992. Bobby Boris Pickett with a pickup band, who are hoping just to make a splash, but thinking not tonight as they all shake hands and crank up the chords to the Monster Mash. 20 people or so glance up from their beers as Bobby is introduced, and for the millionth time in 30 years, the monsters revived and let loose. And they clap for the one-hit wonder, laugh at the tune they know, and they dance and they sing to the song. It's a nightmare gig and it's not too cute, but his rent is due, so Bobby bears down, trying to feel out the crowd. He starts reminiscing as the band goes from bad to worse. Some moron yells out, "Hey, shut up and sing," so Bobby launches into the verse, fronting this band of mullet boys. It's all